Well, welcome everybody to our Saturday team call, our workshop. It's so great to get together. It's very important to have our own separate goals, but it's so important to be part of a team because we learn from each other, we inspire each other, we lift each other up. So this morning, while people are coming on, I have a few announcements to go over. The weekly conference call schedule has now been moved to the Royal Alliance. So you go to theroyalalliance.com and look under events, and it shows a calendar at the bottom of the calendar. You can click on it, and you get everything for this month. So for this week, anyway, every day there's calls. There's calls for about products that you can bring your customers onto. There's calls that you can bring your business prospects onto, people that are looking at doing NECAN as a business. There's calls that your business partners that are building their team, how to contact people, how to be a leader, business testimonials. So there's calls for calls to support every step in our building, our NECAN business, and you can see all of those on there, and they're starting now to record them and keep them under the YouTube. So there's when you go on to theroyalalliance.com, one of the categories is YouTube, one of the categories is events. And to get on the live call, you go to theroyalalliance.com, then the /live. LIVE, and that'll take you, if you're getting on like this morning at 8 o'clock Pacific time, so 9 Mountain, 10 Eastern, 10 Central, 11 Eastern time. The one every Saturday morning is on how to launch your business, and that'll take you right into that call.
Actually, if you just go to theroyalalliance.com, you'll see that link, I think, the /live.
Oh, yes, that's one of the links across the top. So that's where everything's going to be now, so all nice and tidy, all in one spot. It's all starting to come together and get organized. Hopefully you guys were all on the kickoff call for April or have seen the newsletter that NECAN sent out, because there's been several changes, like the 21 Club has changed to the Entrepreneurs Club, and there are several changes to it. So make sure you print out those forms and, look it over, because that's such an important way for you to build your business, plus to help your team members build their business. And the NECAN reward point change, there's several other things, but just make sure that, you're familiar with that, so you're all plugged in. And this morning I've got a whole bunch to go over, so I'm so excited to share with you guys. We've talked, I think, several times already about the fact that we have just started the second quarter of this year. And, April, May, June is the second quarter. It's so important for us to have goals, to know where we're headed so that we can stay on track, so that we can create the life that we want. And that's what I want to go over today. I sent on the email, for this call is to invite and bring your team business partners onto this call with you. So did anybody invite business partners to come onto the call today?
Well, there's that. Gloria has some.
Gloria has some team partners on, yay. And Bill Carl has some team partners on. As you guys know, this is, we don't do this business alone. We do it by building a team. And so one of the ways that we build our team, and one of the ways that we leverage our time, is to bring people onto the calls with us. This call, those NECAN live calls that I was just talking about, events that you do, local events, big events, the online events, it's all about inviting people and, being a friend, being a, a mentor, inviting people to take a look, inviting people to take a look at something that is important to you, inviting people to take a look at something that you think can really make a difference in their life. So be sure every week to make an effort. I mean, really focus on bringing people onto this call with you. And the second part of the invitation for this call was to, let's make your 90-day action plan for April, May, and June, and to be clear about your track to run on, so that you can achieve your goals. You know, life is busier than ever, I think, with texting and cell phones and internets and just so many things pulling at our attention one way and then another way. And so we've got to be crystal clear on what we want to achieve, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. I put a quote on here from Paul J. Meyer, and if you guys don't know Paul J. Meyer, he's just such a, he was such an amazing man, and very positive, very energetic, very clear on his goals and what he wanted to achieve in his life. And he, what did he set up, Jack? He set up
Success Magazine.
Exactly.
Something international, anyway, SMI.
And has, that helps so many people. But you might want to look him up. You might want to read some of his stuff. I mean, every time I hear him, I just get so full of energy and so excited. But here's a quote
from
him.
Success Motivation International was the company.
So here's a quote from Paul J. Meyer. Goal setting is the most important aspect of all improvement and personal development plans. Confidence is important. Determination is vital. Certain personality traits contribute to success, but they all come into focus in goal setting. And I think, so many of us avoid it. It just seems like, an effort to think through our goals and set our plans. But it is really, it's key to us getting them. We need to think about, what do you want? I mean, what do you really want for yourself in your life, in your NECAN business? What do you want in the next 3 months? And then once you know what you want, how are you going to achieve it? And what are you going to think, do, and be to achieve it? And that's what we're going to be going through today. Every day we have the opportunity of what level of energy we want to show up, what level we want to perform at. And I really want all of you guys to consider, let's peak perform this next 90 days, April, May, June. Let's really focus on peak performance and what might that mean. It might mean that we put more time into our business, but it might mean that we do the same amount of time that we're doing right now, but that we do it with clearer goals and with a clear action plan, and that we show up with an energy level of 7 to 10 during the time we've set for our NECAN goals, so that, we're really on task, we're on target, we're not getting off track.
And because the goals are our goals, we get excited about moving towards them.
Absolutely. I've got a couple things. These thoughts motivate me. Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by choice. The quality of our future depends on the quality of your future depends on you and the choices that you make. And, we make hundreds of little choices during the day. Jim Rohn says easy to do, easy not to do. And it's these hundreds of little choices that add up and determine our health. Do we eat that second piece of chocolate cake, or do we eat some Jake Boonzines instead? These hundreds of little choices that we make during the day, do we talk to that person or do we just walk by? Do we make that one more phone call or do we say, oh, I'm too tired, I'm going to watch TV? These hundreds of little choices over time become our health. They become our mindset. They become our income level. They become our lifestyle. And so we've got to think, am I creating my life on purpose? Or am I just letting it happen to me by chance? And so during these next 90 days, our peak performance that we want you to join us in, let's think, where do we start and how do we get clarity? So number one, think, what is your NECAN goal? I mean, your big Nikan goal, not just for this next 90 days, but I mean, what is your, why did you join Nikan? Why are you doing Nikan? What is your goal for your health, for your lifestyle, for your time freedom, for your quality of life, for where you live, for the vacations you go on, for the people that you get to be with? I mean, what is your overall, your Nikan goal? And then once you've got that firmly in mind, you know, how much income per month does that take for you to live your lifestyle, to maybe not have your spouse work or maybe not have either one of you work, to be able to go on the vacations you want, to live where you want, to work the number of hours you want to work per week. I mean, what kind of income, so that you've got that, what income are you moving towards earning with Nikan? How much do you want to have saved for retirement? Those kind of thoughts. What kind of income is that going to take? And then next is, how important is it to you to achieve that goal? Like I mentioned earlier, I know in Jackson my life is so easy. There's so much happening every day that I can get knocked off focus. But we've got to stay focused. How important is it to achieve that goal? And what are you willing to give up to achieve this? So, you know, we might have to give up things like the way we've been thinking, our old thoughts of I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough confidence, or I don't have the right skills. We might have to give up things like that. We might have to give up some TV time, maybe give up a hobby for a period of time. We've got to remember that everybody out there has 24 hours. You know, we all have 24 hours. So how come some people get so much more done? I mean, how come some people earn $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month or $100,000 a month or more? I mean, how come they only have 24 hours a day also?
One thing that might be fun, guys, is to look up Paul J. Meyer and read some stories about him, because he was such – in a lot of ways he's an ordinary guy, but he had
extraordinary thoughts, and he had clarity.
All the time.
So
that's amazing.
Here I want to, challenge yourself. We are challenging ourselves. I want you to challenge yourself. You know, if you are not currently achieving what you want right now, if you aren't clear on what to... If we are not right this minute living the lifestyle we want, then it means that we are not clear on what we want, why we want it, how it will feel to achieve it, live it, be it. So it's important to be 100% clear on what you are creating and why. And so that was number one. So number one, what's your overall vision for your life? What are you creating with your life? Number two is now for this. The second quarter is to what's your big goal for quarter two, because we have to have an easy focus. We don't, we have to wake up in the morning clearly knowing and being excited of what we're achieving, what we're going for, because it gives us that clarity to stay on track every day when these distractions pop into our life. If we know our big goal. So I want all of us to set our big goal for this quarter. Like if you're not yet silver, set it for silver. Or if you're not yet gold, or if you're not qualifying at gold, set it for gold. If you're platinum but not qualifying at platinum, set it for either silver, gold, platinum, diamond. I am silver. I am gold on or before June 30th. And I have one new front level silver and two more identified. That way we will all be on track for the Team Kaizen, because, the Team Kaizen is to have three new front level goals by the end of the year. So have that too. I am so ecstatic and delighted. I am Team Kaizen qualified on or before December 31st, 2016.
Silver, not gold yet.
Oh, did I get too excited? Well, that's even more exciting. Okay. So we want to have, I want all of you to have, I am either, but on or before June 30th, either put silver in there, gold in there, platinum in there, diamond in there. So I am gold on or before June 30th. And I have one or more new front-level silvers, and I have two more identified so that you're on track for the Team Kaizen. You know, make a firm decision. Set your foot down. Draw a line in the sand. So that's number two. Number three is now you set your daily and weekly action plan from that. And use visuals. I mean, it's really important to use visuals. And I really like the idea of on Pathfinders, Rick has put together the Nikan plan. He's put it together in two versions, the short version. It's there, the PDF you can print out, and then the longer version. But they both have all of these pages. But in the short version, it's page 3, 4, and 5. And it shows the little diagram. It shows the compensation plan. It shows the visual of the power of duplication, how first there's you, and then you find three people and you help them, and then they help each one of those find three, and how the compensation plan works. And then that's on page 3. And then on page 4, it shows how you get started with your Nikan journey, and you get some products, and you get on Autoship, and you develop some customers. So you have your little business unit of 500 quality personal volume per month. And then you help three people to do that. Then you help those three people to do that. And so then the next page, it has the numbers, the power of the numbers. And you can see an approximate earnings at each of those steps as you move forward, as you develop your 500 QPP, your qualified personal point volume per month from your own retail autoship, your own retail purchases as you're building your Nikan wellness home environment, and as you're building customers. So you've got that little 500 block of qualified point volume, and then you're finding three business builders. If you already have a team but a lot of the people aren't active, you're looking to find, three legs, somebody in each of your legs that wants to build this with you, that'll catch the vision of really creating their life on purpose. And then, we help each of those legs. So if you have that chart in front of you, just a little visual, you can see what you're building, how you're building with these little 500 blocks, and what the income will be. And so when you sit down with people that are coming on board, that are taking a look at Nikan as a business, you can show them what they also are going to be building, what you're going to be helping them build, so that you have that clarity. And so that turns into your daily and your weekly plan of action. So, what are you going to do every day? And so one of the things that's so important to do every day is your spirit in the morning, your spiritual connection, your affirmations, and review your goals.
Well, yeah, and that's where the I am's. You can make all kinds of affirmations with I am, because what is I am? I am the statement that I am part of spirit, that I have the power of the universe behind me when I say I am. Everything in our environment and that comes to us, all the situations are really created by us. God gives us free will to think the thoughts we want to think and to make the statements we want to make. But if we do it on purpose, we can create what we want.
You can
be.
Exactly. You can experiment. You can say, I am tired. I don't have enough energy, and see how you feel. Or you can start saying, like, I get out of bed in the morning and I start saying, I am full of energy. I am excited. And,
I am wide awake.
I am wide awake. And it just starts flowing in you guys. I mean, I am is so powerful. So do your I ams. Every morning, your spiritual connection, your affirmations, look at your goals, ask yourself good questions. How do I do this? How do I make the time? How do I text that something he wants to share.
Well, Karen read this a couple weeks ago, but Max Planck, one of the scientists that first realized that there's a what the physics, what do they call it?
Quantum
physics.
Quantum physics.
He says there is no matter as such. Mind is the matrix of all matter. In other words, what we think is what we create. And they see that in the experiments of quantum physics, that really, really is true. Okay,
so back to our daily, weekly plan. We've got to have a really clear, every morning when you jump out of bed, you've got your clear goal that you are, I am silver, I am gold, I am platinum on or before June 30th. And I have one front level silver, and I have two more identified. So that's your number one clear goal. From that flows all your daily activities, what you're going to do each day to achieve it. So number one always is your spiritual connection, and then your affirmations, then review your goals, and then you need to have a checkoff sheet, like you're adding names to your database every day. You're doing things to lead generate, like you're belonging to groups, you're going to the gym, you're going to meetup groups, whatever you're doing to add names to your list, but that needs to fit into your daily and weekly schedule. If you add three new names per day, 365 days, you'd have over 1,000 names in your database in a year. And if you're following up, connecting newsletters, keeping in touch with these people, amazing things will happen. Then next is you want to have a certain number of people that you contact and invite per week. And I really recommend that you have two per day or 10 per week, whatever works into your schedule. But again, it's the consistency. I mean, that would be 40 a month. Then you want to have presentations. These people that you're contacting and inviting to sit down to find out what they need and want in their life, to take a look at one of these Nikan Live Zooms, WebExes, a CD, to come to one of your in-homes. Anyway, contacting and inviting, if you do two per day, 10 a week, that's 40 a month, and then be focused on that a certain percentage of those come to a presentation, that they really see, what Nikan could offer them, how Nikan could maybe be the solution to the problem, the pain that they have in their life. It might be financial pain, it might be back pain. But that they're coming to, they're checking Nikan out. So if you have three per week that come to a presentation, and again, you don't have to do it. You can use an event, a tool, a CD. It can be an in-home. It can be a local event. It can be a bigger event. It can be an online event. That would be, if you have 3 a week, that would be 12 a month. And then you want to do lots of follow-up. I suggest like 10 a day. And Eric Lofholm, that we follow, one of our mentors, his goal, what he's doing right now, is 25 touches per day, what he calls touches, and that can be a text, it can be an email, it can be a phone call, it could be a physical letter that you send in the mail. And I started doing that. It's really lots of fun. And then you want to be bringing customers on board. So out of those three presentations, your two contacts, which is like, 10 a week, that lead to your three presentations a week. Out of three presentations a week are people that are going through the process. Focus on at least two of them coming on board as customers, two a week, that would be 8 a month, and one of them coming on board as a business partner. So one a week on average. Some weeks maybe it'll be two, some weeks it'll be zero. But if you've got a goal in mind, it's a lot more likely to happen than if you don't. Remember, by choice, not by chance. And that would be for a month. And then you want to be training your business partners, and you want to be promoting and hosting events. And then at the end of your day, you want to review your goals, see if you stayed on track, ask yourself, if I didn't stay on track, why didn't I? And see, did things get in the way? I didn't have enough time. How can I rearrange my schedule? Who can I get to do something so that I've got more time, or can I be better prepared so when these opportunities present themselves, when I've got a couple minutes here and there, I can slip Nikan in So at the end of the day, again, review and then look at your vision again, the big vision, the lifestyle that you're creating for yourself and your family. Then look at your second quarter goal. I am silver or I am gold on or before June 30th with one new front level silver and two more identified, so that you're crystal clear, so that you can jump up again in the morning and say, I am full of energy. I'm making a difference, you know, do your I ams out. Then, so that was number three. Number four is to be accountable. And to yourself, number one, to your team, to your mentor, we really want you to send us your goals, to set up your call so that, you know, all of us need something to help us stay on track. And so send us your goals. Let's have your weekly, a lot of you already are doing your weekly mentoring with us so that we can keep your vision clear. And, you know, you've heard it so many times, and you can, it's just making a decision and then putting these, having this, you know, the daily plan, so that you can just be the consistent, persistent, take the little steps day by day, week by week, that'll lead to the big results that you want. You know, it's the little choices that we make every day. It's the little choices we make with our thoughts, thinking, I can do it, I can't do it, I'm not brave enough, I'm too tired. You know, it's our mindset, and it's these little actions that add up every day. So having a clear focus will really help us to make those choices consistently. You know, we're not always going to make the choice that moves us towards our goal, but if we can make it more often than not, and when we fall down, you know, when things don't go right, when we get depressed, if we can hop up faster and get back on track, if we have a track. So, you know, our daily plan, our weekly plan, we call that our track to run on, so that you know what to do each day and each week and each month, so that you can be moving towards your goals. And I want to sum this all up with a poem. Zach and I have seen a movie. I mean, we've seen it multiple times. It's called Invictus, and it's about Nelson Mandela. And, you know, he was the president of South Africa, and he had been put in jail. He was in jail for a long time.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, a political type of situation. And why, in the movie, it shows even the little cell. I mean, he was in this tiny, I don't know, it was like 4x8 or such, tiny little cell. And he had a poem that he had memorized that helped him stay, to keep his mind strong, to keep his faith strong, to keep his vision strong. And here's the poem. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloodied, but not bowed, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That's what kept him strong, his faith. And, you know, when he got out of jail, he went on to lead the country into unification. It's an incredible movie, Invictus. It teaches so much about teamwork, about the power of leadership, the power of a clear vision, the power of people working together. You know, we can create great things together. You and us on this call, you and us in the Ken, you can create whatever you want in your life. And by being clear, by being focused, and we really invite you to peak perform here in this April, May, June, to have your clear goal. I am silver. I am gold. I am platinum. Honor before June 30th. I have with my one front level silver and my other two identified, and I am Team Kaizen. I am so ecstatic and grateful to be Team Kaizen honored before December 31st, 2016. You know, we can do this, you guys. We can lift each other up. We can stay on track. So, yay, team!
Nelson Mandela used the national rescue team
to help unify. Oh, it is a great movie, you guys. Invictus. If you haven't seen it, I really highly recommend you get it. Jack and I own the movie. We watch it every once in a while.
It's a good movie for network marketing. Here, let me.
Conference muted.
Homework is set your goals, make your action plan. If you haven't already, some of you have gotten yours to us, but if you haven't, get it to us. It really helps to have the clarity, to have the track to run on. And, together being accountable, it really makes it easier to achieve it. So, yay team!
Thank you,
everybody, for being on today. You guys are totally awesome, and your lines are open. You can all say yay!
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack and Karen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay, Linda.
Thank you.
We got all kinds of wonderful blessings, everybody. Yay, team.